It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Fun fact. Friday, okay, before I go into the spiel.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
All right, it was starting to get boring because you were too good at it. So now we're giving you challenges. This challenge came through our Insta. Please send us challenges that you want Tom to do the spiel, to see if he's actually good at the spiel or just good at life in general. So today you have to do the standard. Last week you did the Nutbush by doing the spiel. Didn't really work, but you did well.
I got a fair way through it, but then I kind of lost it at the end. The end bit's the hardest bit.
That's all right. This time we're just going to do an easy one. You know, the tapping of the head, rubbing of the stomach.
Okay. All right. So hang on. So like that. Yeah. Am I doing it?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Here we go. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart. They're very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks.
Very good. Not 100% with the tapping. The tapping kind of stopped, went a bit slow, and then it kind of moved up, and you're like, yeah.
But okay.
Love your work.
Thanks, mate. Should have filmed that one.
I did.
Oh. Here's your fun facts for today. Did you know that baby cuckoos, the birds, they work out whilst they're still in the egg, so they're getting pumped. They're getting, you know, summer bodies are made in winter.
Oh, bless.
Birthed bodies are made in the egg, I guess.
Okay, yep, good slogan.
Researchers at the University of Glasgow have created a phone that your dog can use to contact you.
Oh, my God.
So you know that meme page that's text from dog?
Yes.
Might be a real thing.
Oh, my God. Yes, I want that.
That's pretty cool. No, it's Black Friday today. Over 90% of Black Friday deals worldwide are actually cheaper at other times of the year, according to a study by consumer group Which.
We just get very excited, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they ride that, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, they advertise here on the station, in which case, good people,
all
and they're doing
people.
You a special deal. In 2012, a woman who donated a kidney to her boss was then fired when she took too long to recover from the operation.
Oh, that is... I'd take it back.
Yeah.
I'd literally do that like Kalima, like in Indiana Jones, and I just shove my hand in
there. Yeah, right. Okay. It's horrifying.
I'll be taking this.
In 2014, a man from Arizona stole a diamond worth $160,000 and then traded it with his dealer for a $20 bag of marijuana.
Oh, okay.
And that's the kind of... I guess clientele he's working with.
Yeah, yep, yep.
99% of people who willingly accept cookies on websites have no idea what cookies even are.
Yeah. Who's got time to read all that?
Three more, okay? We're going to get out of here. Not leave the show, but just wrap up.
Yeah, we got it.
In the 1920s... Actually, I might end with that one. Stephen King sells the rights to some of his short stories for only $1 so that film students can use them to make movies. He calls them his dollar babies.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, how good's that?
See, he cares.
In 2019, a 31-year-old North Carolina man named Aaron Smith created and launched a new dating app, but there was a catch to it. He was the only guy on it, and he banned all other men from joining.
It's me.
Yeah. And finally, this one, and this is the definition of salty.
Okay.
In the 1920s, a man was ordered to build a house for his ex-wife as part of their divorce agreement, but the agreement didn't say where, so he built it on a salt marsh and used salt water for plumbing.
Oh,
salty AF.
Salty. Fun fact.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I feel bad. I've been called out, being a bit of a bad friend. And yes, okay, I'll accept it. But also, sometimes in the moment, it's fight or flight or freeze. And I'm more of a freeze option.
Okay.
I've learned. So, okay,
At least you know what you are.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That doesn't make it any better, though. I've since discovered.
It's half the battle.
You know when people are just like, I'm just a horrible human. That's just what I am.
No, do you know what the translation of that is? It's like, I'm just really straightforward. I'm just really honest. If you can't handle that, that's your fault.
And that's my truth.
And that's, yeah. And that's my disclaimer and my excuse for being an absolute turd.
Yes, yes. You can't give that asterisks. Like, no. Behaviour may insult and offend, yeah. and.
But it's on you. Yeah. It's not on me.
Exactly.
For being the person that does it.
Well, look, maybe this might fit in that category. I'm not sure.
Up.
But I've got two great mates that I used to work with up in Townsville back in the day.
Yeah.
Nick and Jazz, right? And they're beautiful. They're such a beautiful couple. Kept in contact with them ever since. And they were supposed to be getting married on the 4th of December, mm-hmm. which is next weekend up in Queensland. So Jimmy and I were invited. We were going to go up there for the wedding. They cancelled the wedding because of all the border closures and everything.
Yeah.
In, I think it might have been late October.
What a relief for you not have to go up there and...
To Queensland?
Can't imagine it would be a very cheap expedition.
Oh, but you do what you do. I mean, I've got another wedding in Jan in Tassie, which I'm very much looking forward to as well. But anyway, so they moved their wedding to a date in Jan. So their date is the 8th. The 8th of Jan.
Yep.
Oh, no, 15th. The week of the 5th. It doesn't matter. Anyway, they've moved their wedding to that date and we've got a wedding on that weekend already.
Oh.
That we've already RSVP'd to.
Is this the Tasmania one?
No, it's the week after the Tasmania.
Wedding's far.
Mate, right? There are five that we have. Up until April.
I had that like...
Five.
I had that like two... The year after Carly and I got married. So, yeah. 3 years ago, we had just like... Blah, 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 blah.
But you got to understand, there's been 2 years of hardly any weddings.
Yeah,
so,
true,
everyone's squeezing it in, which is beautiful. Great. Anyway, so I got the RSVP and I mixed up the dates. I thought they said that they were getting married in Feb. Okay? So, I thought, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I can go to that.
Mm.
And then when I thought, oh, I better just RSVP, I looked back at the invitation and it said the 15th of Jan, not the 15th of Feb. And I thought, oh, crap, that's the same weekend. And I hadn't told them yet.
Yeah.
So I called up Nick last Friday on the way home from work.
Mm.
He didn't pick up. And so I left a voicemail and I said... Hey, man.
Long time
it's
no
me.
Speak.
I'd spoken to him like probably about a month before that.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have
yeah.
have good mates, but you don't get to catch up of it. But I was like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. Sorry, give me a call back. I've got to chat to you about something. Oh, yeah, Jimmy and I can't come to the wedding because we've got another wedding on, but I'm really sorry. Oh, man, I feel terrible. Anyway, call me back, right?
No.
He called me back the next day, Saturday.
Yeah.
He's in the car with Jazz, his fiance, and she was running out to get something or whatever. So she's like, oh, hi, oh, bye, whatever, right? So she's in the car. He's chatting to me. He's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, did she get my voicemail? He's like, oh, no, I didn't listen to it. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, I'm so, so sorry. We can't come to the wedding. Like, the date you've changed it to, we've got another wedding on, we cannot come. And he's like, did you leave that in a voicemail? And
yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah, you did.
But I said to you, I'm really sorry, call me back. And then I got a bit flustered and I was kind of like, here's why I'm calling. I wanted to tell you ASAP. And he's like, you're telling me that you RSVP'd to our wedding and told us you weren't coming and left a voicemail about it. And I'm like, yeah, man, I know, but still. And he's like, you are terrible.
Hey, on the plus side, you won't be invited to the next one. You know what I mean?
No,
you
know I feel terrible. I mean? He's
nah,
right.
Nah, you're fine. You're fine, mate. Well played. I'll see what you did there.
Tom and Long. K-Rock.